is the story of Kurt, the Fall City Rat Hunter. It's played on the Bob River Show on 102.5 KZOK Seattle on Friday, June 13th, 2003.
I received this email a few days ago, and I thought it was cute at the time, and I find myself I've been thinking about it ever since. You know, the way some movies are, you go to the movie and you don't think it's that great, but then you think about it for a week.
You probably reread the thing a couple times?
No, it's been playing over and over in my head what this guy did.
Oh.
Dear Bob, Spike, Joe, Mora, love the show. I thought I would pass this story on about my buddy in Fall City.
Oh, I think I know which one you're talking about.
He's rather peculiar.
Yes, I saw this.
Not to mention his family. They seem to really despise vermin. By the way, since we talked about eating crow and shooting crow and all that, have you noticed the last couple days, or is it that they're after me?
No.
I feel like I'm in an
Edgar. Oh, my God.
Have you noticed?
I had one this morning. I walk out of the house this morning, and he's like, what the hell?
Like they've got little miniature radio. It's a Hitchcock movie.
That's the thing.
Speaking of vermin, I mean, yesterday I did a nice hike, 7 miles.
Nice.
Pratt Lake. You ever been there?
Never heard of that one.
It sounds familiar.
It's near Granite Mountain. It's up in the Alpine Lakes area. And this is my first, I'm really committed to getting healthier this summer hike. And then these crows are standing there. And I thought, I was just talking about cooking and killing and eating crows.
Now there are 7, and then now 9.
Yeah,
there are 11.
Seems
15 crows.
Is this their migratory pattern that they're here at this time of year?
There's a couple reasons you're noticing them. That's number one, is the fact that they're here. And number two...
Thank you.
Captain Obvious. They're awake. I mean, when think about it, when you're coming into work now, it's light. Birds are out doing their thing. They're out looking for food. They're out looking for those first worms.
Spooky, because, you know, the last time I ever felt a weirdness from crows was really 14-some-odd years ago when we were hired to come to Seattle. And we were told that the big personality on in the morning was a guy named Crow. And you know what's funny? It was June, and I'm walking around, and I'm thinking, well, no wonder he calls himself Crow. He's got all these birds.
Real look.
So anyway, the crows were eating. Back to vermin in this family. They're in Fall City. They have a huge issue with vermin. Check out his story. And then he has pasted in here. The guy has a website about his vermin escapades. Let me just read you a little bit of the story. By the way, it comes with pictures to illustrate. You know those big plastic tubs that you buy at Costco that you put stuff in the garage so as to make your garage look neat instead of piles of crap?
And Rubbermaid type storage.
Rubbermaid.
Yeah,
you see those right there?
Yeah.
Picture
organizers.
Yeah.
Rubbermaid organizers. Well, they have apparently a big dog, Max. Or Mac. We keep Mac's dog food in the garage. The other day the bag had chew marks on it, so I put it inside of one of those big plastic boxes.
Smart.
Heavy, tough plastic. But it seems we have a persistent friend. After seeing chew marks on the plastic, I knew it was time. Time for the heavy artillery to get rid of the vermin that was trying to get into the dog food. Here's the next photo, and I wish I could hold this up to you on the air, but I'll just let everyone else react to it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a large caliber weapon, I would say.
He's going night hunting, too. He's got a flood lamp.
He's got a flood lamp.
A high caliber.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is probably the closest. Arnold Schwarzenegger loaded up for Terminator.
Yeah. He's even got rubber gloves on for when the mess happens.
There he goes. He is loaded for basically something that's trying to chew its way into the dog food. He hates Berman. And here's his description of the event. I camped out on top of the Oldsmobile with the M1 carbine, which holds a 30 caliber bullet and a clip with 10 bullets. I had my high-powered dive light and went to sleep ever so lightly. There's a picture of him on his car. It's like he's in a war movie.
Yeah, this is a sniper.
He's on top of the car, set up as a sniper, pointed straight at the top of the box where something is chewing to try and get his dog food.
Yeah, just that Oldsmobile over there. It's just a car. It's not like a man with a gun or anything. You don't have to worry about it. It'll be learned about. He's at least going to have his face camouflaged.
Oh, by the way, he's at close range, too. He's in the garage on the car.
Yeah, 3 feet away.
Blue plus plastic buckets are in the lower right-hand corner. His dog food is there, and somebody's trying to get in. Here I am waiting with my loaded 30 caliber semi-automatic for my drive-in customer. He begins to tell the story of that night. It wasn't long before I awoke to the sound. That was my hungry dog food eating customer. I could hear him.
The quiet night was cut by the clawing sound of the frame.
I could hear him chewing on the blue plastic bucket, trying to get to Max food. I had my dive light zeroed in on the blue bucket already. It was pre-aimed. The M1 rifle on top of that. I smoothly switched on the dive light with my left hand and lit up the kill zone. Surprise!
Yes!
Surprise was on my side. He was on the bar stool and his hind legs chomping at the bucket. I touched off a round that went high and right. The rat backflipped on me and I touched off another round. He disappeared behind the shelves as my wife, Mary, came screaming. Running in through the garage.
As bullets ripped through the living room wall.
Wondering what the hell is going on.
I don't think even in Fall City you're supposed to shoot assault rifles in your garage.
Well, here's the next picture. That's his wall.
Oh, man. Oh. He's using the real bullets.
Dude.
Mary was not too happy with me taking pot shots in the garage, but calmed down a bit when I showed her the evidence. She hates rats, too. She hates rats as much as Indiana Jones hates snakes. Since this was one agile rodent, I decided to bring in the really heavy artillery now. I grabbed my grandfather's 10-gauge shotgun.
Oh, man.
Just check it out. It works.
Okay.
Loaded
after
both
a weapons check.
Loaded both chambers and camped out again on the Oldsmobile.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Here's what I figured. The shotgun will give me better spread. I guess a shotgun shell spreads out.
Exactly.
And pelts them with a huge area.
You're talking about an animal, a rodent that's going to be 10 inches long max, 2 inches, 3 inches wide max. You can't put a high caliber.
10 gauge will take down a cow or a deer. I mean, that's a huge shotgun. That's about as big as they make them. That's bigger than a 12 gauge.
Right. We'll continue with the story when we come back and find out if this man catches his vermin. And we'll ask you what you've done to get vermin.
One way or another, I'm gonna find ya. I'm gonna get to one way or another. I'm gonna win ya.
When we last left our hero, actually, is the hero the rat or the guy trying to get the rat?
The guy getting the rat, protecting his family and their food.
Protecting his family from vermin. And when we last left him, he was camped out with a double-barreled shotgun since his 30 caliber M1 carbine proved impractical to try and shoot a rodent in his garage. If you missed the beginning of the story, Kurt was sitting on top of his Oldsmobile. Not sitting, but prone, as they are in those
sniper
war movies. Yeah.
This guy's a sniper. He's laying down in the bush.
In his own garage, attempting to stop the vermin. Now, the vermin has never even gotten anything from Kurt. It's just chewing at the plastic Rubbermaid dog food container.
Well, how would he burn a hole in his dog's dog food bag?
He's just tunneling, trying to get there.
Okay. First two shots missed. So now
pretty
he's...
large holes in the garage wall.
Yeah, they were large holes. So now he camps out with a shotgun.
Pissing off his wife.
Let's pick up the story now. He's got both chambers loaded, camped out on the Oldsmobile. The shotgun, I feel, will give me a better spread, although collateral damage could be more extensive. Mr. Rat didn't show up. So I figured, well, I've scared him off. Good. A few days later, he was back. Fresh bite mark. Ha! I grabbed my gear and laid in wait. You know, it didn't take even as long this time. Shortly after midnight.
That's funny.
It didn't take long. Shortly after midnight.
Because
you get the feeling from this that he wanted it to be 3:30, as he couldn't keep his eyelids open any longer. But it was only shortly after midnight. I heard his canines scraping on the plastic again. The dive light flashed on and lit up the kill zone again as Mr. Beady Eyes stared straight into my barrel. As I pulled the trigger, he literally flew off the stool, and that split-second move saved his life again.
A little bastard.
Now, look at my wall.
Oh, man.
Y'all know what buckshot does to a garage wall?
Holy just cow. Peppered it completely. Little bitty holes all over.
Right between the two shots from the 30 caliber.
That's
The kill zone is clearly defined.
You know, you're going to get the estimate from the drywall guy.
Yeah, sir. Lucky you kept it all in one area here. You're pretty much a 20-foot sheet going to pull this up here. You got some wiring and plumbing damage behind the wall. That's going to have to call an electrician and a plumber. Mess plumber for that. So,
at this point, my wife, Mary, he continues on. At this point, my wife, Mary, shut down my gun in the garage operation. That'd be it for the wife, yeah. And she made me go to more traditional means. Kind of sad. Yeah, I mean, after all of that with the big guns, to have this be the final photo.
Oh, you won't even pop your head off. It just got a hole in there.
He's not even that big of a rat.
It's a mouse, Joe.
That's his vermin?
Well, that's pretty big.
Aww.
That's not bad.
It's a big mouse.
Yeah, it's a big
or small rat. I can't tell which. He ended up catching it in a Victor trap.
Right tool for the job.
Yeah. So we're going to open up the phone line.